Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India and Singapore agree to enhance information sharing in countering terrorism. U.S. Court of International Trade declares Trump administration's 10% universal tariff levied on imports from India and other countries illegal. In Indonesia, three people killed after Mount Dukono volcano erupted this morning. And in archery, Simranjeet Kaur advances to semi-final of women's recurve event at World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai. And now the news in detail. India and Singapore have stressed the importance of bilateral cooperation in countering terrorism as strategic partners. The fifth meeting of the Joint Working Group on Combating Terrorism and Transnational Crime between India and Singapore was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Joint Working Group discussed cooperation in combating terrorists and terror groups listed by the UN Security Council 1267 Sanctions Committee. It also agreed on the need to further strengthen information sharing to enhance timeliness and effectiveness of responses to cross-border threats. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized on India's burgeoning role as a pillar of global economic stability and highlighted the nation's significant contribution to international prosperity. The minister made these remarks during an address to representatives from various sections of the society in Suriname. He pointed to recent data to underscore the scale of India's impact, stating that according to the IMF expectation of global growth this year, India contributes 17% of the total global growth.
India contributes to the 17% of the total global growth. We help to de-risk the international economy. We help to give more possibilities. We are creating more options. We are today negotiating and concluding more free trade agreements for countries to avail of it. And along with that, we are trying to create a global footprint so that our impact on the international economy and the de-risking of the world is as impactful, as far-reaching as possible.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also stated that the India-Trinidad and Tobago relationship reflects a unique convergence of history, human connection, and shared aspirations. He stressed that in this increasingly turbulent and unpredictable world, these ties must use their deep complementarities to evolve into a pillar of strength and stability for both the countries. In an op-ed in the newspaper Trinidad and Tobago Daily Express, the External Affairs Minister noted that both India and Trinidad and Tobago share a history shaped by colonialism and a subsequent journey defined by the assertion of sovereignty and democratic choice. A U.S. federal court has struck down President Donald Trump administration's 10% blanket global tariffs, calling them unlawful in a major setback to White House's trade policy. According to reports, the U.S. Court of International Trade, in a split 2-1 ruling, said the administration failed to justify the tariffs under Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act, a report.
The U.S. Federal Court noted that the government did not establish the existence of a serious balance of payments crisis required under the law. The tariffs had been imposed earlier this year after the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated a broader set of import duties introduced by the Trump administration. The latest ruling directs the government to immediately stop collecting the levies from companies involved in the case and refund the duties already paid by them. However, the tariffs will continue for other importers till July. Under Section 122, a U.S. president can impose tariffs of up to 15% without congressional approval under specific conditions. The court, however, ruled that those conditions had not been met in this case. Reacting to the verdict, President Trump said his administration would explore alternative measures to pursue its trade agenda. Shagun Chopra for World News.
The Iranian army said today that its naval forces had seized an offending oil tanker named Ocean Qua that sought to disrupt the country's oil exports by abusing regional circumstances. It said in a statement that the tanker was carrying Iran's oil and sought to harm Iran's national interests by designing a special operation in the Gulf of Oman. In a separate statement, the army said its naval forces targeted U.S. destroyers with cruise missiles, rockets, and combat drones during the past hours in response to their attacks on Iranian oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz and in Iran's territorial waters. Meanwhile, the U.S. Central Command stated that U.S. forces disabled MTC Star 3 and MT Sevada today prior to both vessels entering an Iranian port on the Gulf of Oman in violation of the ongoing U.S. blockade. The Iranian Foreign Ministry condemned the overnight U.S. attacks, calling them a violation of an April 8 ceasefire between the warring parties. Following the claims by Iran, Washington said that it has no intention of escalation and that the April 8 ceasefire still holds. The Ministry of Defense of the UAE stated that Iran has once again launched ballistic missiles and UAVs on its territory. It also mentioned that the attack resulted in 3 moderate injuries. Earlier this week, UAE's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that 3 internationals were injured due to Iran's attack on civilian sites and facilities. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In Indonesia, 3 people were killed after Mount Dukono volcano erupted this morning. Rescuers have found all the survivors from a group of 20 hikers who went missing after the eruption. According to the police, 15 people have been taken to the hospital for treatment. Officials say the group was hiking up the volcano despite a climbing ban. According to the Volcanological Survey of India, Mount Dukono erupted at 7:41 local time, sending a 10-kilometer column of ash into the sky. Dukono is among Indonesia's most active volcanoes and is popular among hikers and tourists. The UK government has said a 3rd British national has suspected Hunter virus in connection with an outbreak on board the cruise ship MV Hontius. The patient is currently on the remote Atlantic island of Tristan da Cunha. 2 other British men have confirmed cases. 1 remains in a stable condition in the Netherlands, while the other remains in intensive care after being flown to South Africa last month. 5 cases of Hunter virus have been confirmed, including 1 of the 3 passengers on the cruise who died. The 165th birth anniversary of Nobel laureate poet Rabindranath Tagore is being observed across Bangladesh today with nationwide cultural programs, discussions and tributes celebrating his enduring contribution to literature, music and humanist thought. Rabindranath Tagore's works and philosophy continue to inspire generations across South Asia. Born on 7th May 1861, corresponding to the 25th of Vaisakh, 1268 in the Bangla calendar, at Jorashanko Thakurbari in Kolkata, he transformed Bangla literature through his poetry, novels, songs, plays and essays rooted in universal humanism and creativity. India's Simranjeet Kaur advanced to the semi-final of the women's recurve individual event at the Archery World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai today. Simranjeet defeated her Chinese AP counterpart Fong Yu Zhu 6-0 in straight sets in the quarterfinal to move within 1 win of her maiden World Cup medal. Simranjeet will now face world number 1 Kang Shi-young of South Korea in the semi-finals. Earlier, Indian women's recurve team assured the country's first medal in the tournament with a stunning win over record 10-time Olympic champion South Korea in the semi-final yesterday. In football, India scripted history by qualifying for the quarterfinals of the AFC Under-17 Women's Asia Cup for the first time with a commanding 4-0 victory against Lebanon in the final Group B fixture at Suzhou in China today. For India, Pritika Barman in 7th and 85th, Alva Devi Senjam in 36th and Joya in 72nd minute scored goals. Reaching the semi-finals of this tournament would guarantee India a spot in the 2026 FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Singapore agree to enhance information sharing in countering terrorism. U.S. Court of International Trade declares Trump administration's 10% universal tariff levied on imports from India and other countries illegal. In Indonesia, 3 people killed after Mount Dukono volcano erupted this morning. And in archery, Simranjeet Kaur advances to semi-final of women's recurve event at World Cup Stage 2 in Shanghai. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.